Kia ora, ko Atere Ano Mate Ariki tēnei and this is your Wātea Midday News. National Party Deputy Leader Nicola Willis says coalition talks have reached an important milestone with National reaching policy agreements with both New Zealand First and with ACT. She told media this morning there's still work needed to get a final deal with the two smaller parties cross-checking their agreements. The next milestone is discussion on ministerial roles. All documents that need to be vetted and signed off by the respective party boards. Ms. Willis says she hopes that process will take less time rather than more time. New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says Māori shouldn't fear the advent of a three-way coalition government, with talks getting down to the sharing out of portfolios. Te Pāti Māori President has warned the National ACT New Zealand First Administration will attack Māori in the absence of having any other policies they can agree on. Mr. Jones says his old university colleague is overreaching and negotiations have been about making a platform for a durable government.
To effect the changes that are necessary in terms of turning our economy around, the types of things that we campaigned on. Politicians live by a 3x3 tenure. However, to really make long-term durable change, it's good to have an administration that has a clear run over a longer period of time. But look, opposition parties are always going to exaggerate what they fear might turn out.
Shane Jones. The Asthma and Respiratory Foundation says politicians have dropped the ball over the normalisation of vaping, especially among youth. At last week's New Zealand Respiratory Conference, the foundation released a reference guide to help health professionals support youth quit vaping. Chief Executive Letitia Harding says the kids are telling them vaping supplies are readily accessible.
We've been pushing the government to just stop any more special state retailers from setting up at all. The legislation that's coming into effect, of course, where special state retailers can't set up within 300 metres of Marae School, that's great, but it doesn't actually remove the ones which are already there. So, you know, why aren't they stopping any more shops from setting up as a reason we want to know.
Letitia Harding says New Zealand should look at the prescription model used in Australia. And that is your Wātea English News for midday. Toodle!